Chapter 3. Define Your Destiny. It is better to be making the news than taking it, to be an actor rather than a critic. The story of the Malakand Field Force, 1898. Growing up, we all face the problem of making our way in the world. For some of us, it is more or less easy. The world offers a path: doctor, lawyer, teacher, accountant, engineer, whatever, and for better or worse, we follow it. For others, it is more challenging. Winston Churchill came of age in the middle of the Victorian era, in a place and of a social class that were rife with certain expectations. The paths potentially open to him were in the civil government or in the military. Because he could not achieve sufficiently lofty marks in school to prepare him for a career in either the civil or foreign service, young Churchill was shunted into a less intellectually demanding military career, something, fortunately, that interested him and for which he possessed an aptitude. But Churchill quickly found that this well-worn path would not likely lead to a rewarding career. Such a realization comes to many people. Yet most remain on their original path, resigning themselves to a life lived more or less in dissatisfaction. Not Churchill. First, he leveraged his commission as a junior cavalry officer into as much hazardous adventure as he could get. Second, he combined his profession as a soldier with that of a journalist, becoming that hybrid of modern combat, the war correspondent. It was an unconventional approach to military service, and young Churchill freely moved back and forth across the indistinct line that separated combatant from reporter. If you fail to define yourself, others will define you. In business, whether within your own enterprise or in the wider world of colleagues, competitors, clients, and investors, it is crucial to fashion an effective identity and to maintain control over it. Present yourself as a blank slate, and others will rush to fill it in. Instead, build yourself into a brand, an identity that marks you as both unique and valuable. It was not that he couldn't make up his mind. Quite the contrary, he was always intensely single-minded. Soldier, reporter, it didn't much matter. All that mattered was that he be at the center of the action, not just watching it or even experiencing it, but influencing, managing, and controlling it. So after marching with the Malakand Field Force in 1898, he secured reassignment to a new fight on a different continent, voyaging to South Africa to report on the Second Great Boer War.